This is episode 2487 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to day six of our series. This week, we are exploring a theme to help you manage your emotions as you go through this end of the year and holiday season full of festivities and closure. And also, we continue to endure a global pandemic. So in this week's series, you have been discovering ways to reclaim your joy, to choose the way you want to feel. Maybe you'd like to feel more stillness or peace or love or gratitude. Choose how you want to feel. In fact, you've had a challenge this week, as we do every week. This challenge allows you to go a little more deeply into the week's theme. Your challenge has been to go on a live your life on purpose quest, where every morning you consider how you want to feel and think of ways you can cultivate this feeling throughout your day. In today's episode, you're going to be guided in a meditation on silence. Silence is often what we most seek in this season, along with the festivities and the outward ways we celebrate the season. This season is also about more inward reflection. In fact, I know a lot of people who are longtime meditators, and one of the ways that they enjoy celebrating the holidays and the end of the year festivities is by sitting in silence. In fact, many of these people I know go on silent retreats that are structured, that they attend and go on a silent retreat and do the retreat with others, or they do this silent retreat on their own. And I like to do this myself, especially New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, where I'm going more inward rather than celebrating more outwardly. And because we are going through a pandemic, we do have lots more chances to spend more time in silence and stillness. And you might think of yourself as feeling lonely this time of year. Maybe you could put a little extra spin on how you spend your alone time and go more inward. Read books that inspire you, journal, meditate, master some breathing techniques that you've been meaning to learn from your heart, rather than having to try to remember a particular technique, and maybe you go back and review or Google a certain technique. See what it feels like to dedicate some time to practicing a technique again and again. Recently, I've been learning a new foreign language, and this takes a lot of repetition. So I've been taking notes that I review about every other day. I might review my notes for about 10 minutes, and I spend time studying the language several times a week for probably half an hour to an hour at a time. So you might think about doing this with your meditation ritual. Now, you may not meditate for half an hour or an hour at a time, but I bet you could meditate for 5 or 10 minutes doing a particular technique. Focus on maybe a few techniques, maybe an affirmation, maybe a breathing technique, and maybe a visualization that calms your mind and body, and focus on these three techniques. I'm going to be guiding you as you layer together the techniques you've been exploring all week long as you meditate today. So I'll give you a little practice doing this. This could be a gift you give yourself. Maybe it could be a resolution for the new year to simply focus on a few techniques that you master and you perfect. These will be your go-to techniques when you start to experience stress or any emotion that pulls you away from your inner peace. So I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. This would be a great meditation to share with someone you know, maybe somebody who's been struggling this holiday season, or maybe somebody who has the New Year resolution to meditate. This would be a great episode to share with them. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, straighten your spine as always. Gently uplift your eyes. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. And begin to notice how you're feeling right here, right now, today. As you inhale and exhale gently through your nose, notice where you might hold the way you're feeling right now. Begin to relax your face, your jaw, your shoulders, your stomach, your hips as you're seated, giving thanks for where you are and for what you're doing for yourself right now. You may hold your hands in this week's mudra. This mudra helps you to feel focused and committed to your goals in life, to feeling how you want to feel, focusing your mind. To do this mudra, the Kubera Mudra, place your hands on your knees or your lap with your palms upward and touch your thumb to your index fingers and your middle fingers, doing this with both hands, and then place your little and ring fingers downward into your palm. This simple mudra with a big impact. Bring to mind the way you want to feel. Today we're focusing on silence. Affirm mentally to yourself, I allow silence to flow through me. I allow silence to flow through me. Notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Visualize yourself seated in silence somewhere where you feel safe and protected. Where is this place? Visualize yourself seated there. On your next inhale, inhale, silence. As you exhale, feel as though you're immersing yourself in silence. Inhale, inner stillness, silence. Exhale and immerse yourself more deeply into inner stillness and silence. Continue sitting in stillness for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, knowing that you are so worth slowing down for.